I am 19. In a few months, my first album will drop, and my life will suddenly be divided into two distinct halves. All that came before, songs in a minor, and all the miracles and challenges that followed. But I don't know that yet. As 2000 draws to a close, all I know is that I've been booked to appear on a magazine cover, one of my first. In my business, publicity just comes with a job, particularly for a new artist who's excited to break in. This is my shot, I tell myself. A chance for my music to get noticed. The stylist, my manager, the team at the record label, everyone is eager for this opportunity. The photographer greets me with a firm handshake, and I immediately feel his vibe. Strong and a bit pushy. A stylist has chosen my outfits, among them a pair of jeans, a jacket, and a white button-up shirt. As I dress, the photographer somehow convinces my team that he'll need to shoot me alone. When I emerge from the dressing room, there's just the two of us on set. Open your shirt a little, he directs while firing off a flurry of camera snaps. My spirit is screaming that something is wrong, that this feels sleazy. But my protests, lodged in the back of my throat, can't make their way out. Pull the top of your jeans down a bit in the front, he urges. If I say no, what doors will be closed to me? I swallow my misgivings, tuck my thumb between the denim and my skin, and obey. That night at home, I cry harder than I ever have. This isn't about me showing some skin, which I'll do on my own terms for my own proposals in the coming years. It's about feeling manipulated. It's about being objectified. It's about a crop of street workers on a corner in Hell's Kitchen and a girl who once made a pact with herself